It works.
Meet when I come in, please.
No, man.
You can fight.
Let us have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day you've given us, God, and all the blessings you bestow on us. Lord, today I want to lift up our military all over this world, especially the ones down the border. And God, I thank you that we can come together as a group here and proclaim your name. I ask you to bless the county commission with Judge God, that things can work out for the good of this county. Give them wisdom to make wise decisions. So we commit this day to you in this service, in this time here, and this meeting in Jesus' name. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
On the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to these Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Okay, welcome everyone this afternoon. We'll commence with the meeting. Item one is open up court session for comments from court and citizens. On items which may or may not need to be placed on the following each agenda for consideration. Each person addressed the court may be limited to 3 minutes. This time, does anyone out in the audience like to address the court?
Good afternoon, Judge and Commissioners. I just want to bring to your attention this Saturday, on April the 27th, we're going to have a Hurricane Harvey resource fair. We're going to have Red Cross with the Texas General Land Office, Endeavors, Catholic Charities, Long Star Legal Aid, Spindletop Center, TAN Network, YMCA, Habitat for Humanity, Julius Rogers Gift of Life, Mental Health America of Southeast Texas. All these vendors are coming together to offer assistance for our individuals on a Saturday from 10 to 4. So,
correct.
So it's going to be at the Orange County Convention and Expo Center. It's going to be in the ballroom. So we're encouraging everyone for especially if they need help for disaster case management. Also with Red Cross, if they're still waiting on their funding for the direct, which is the 2000 and the complex assistance, they were there to help you. So we're encouraging all citizens to come out and take advantage of it. So it'll be this Saturday at the Orange County Convention and Expo.
Michelle, if they live in Deweyville, they can't come to that, can they?
So they can come, but I'm not sure what services.
They maybe be direct? Where do they need to go?
And so they have a Jasper long-term recovery group there for the Jasper Newton County. And so they're and if you give me that individual's phone number or give them mine, I can give her a number to contact their long-term recovery group.
Okay, I'll give you her phone number.
All right, any questions? All right, don't forget. Tomorrow or today at 5 is the last time you can order your meals. So we have for our fundraiser, we partnered up with Tuffy's, lunch plates for $10, and it's going to be fabulous. All proceeds go back to the community. So,
thank you, ma'am.
Judge, Commissioners, I'm just a quick update. I've been out of court for a couple of weeks due to some other things going on. So where we stand on as far as reimbursement in the Cat A, the debris removal, we've been obligated for the full amount, which was $14,282,640.73. We're still we have been obligated for the last payment of 1.4. Not received that yet, I don't think, but that should be coming pretty quickly. And the Cat B, the force account labor, it's currently under review. That is in the amount of $1,141,291.90. Under a separate project under Cat B, which is the supplies project, which was separated to make it roll a little bit quicker because the force account labor is going to probably take the longest to get back. It's the most complex. Under the supplies project, there's an additional $243,000, which is also currently in review, which brings the total Cat B to $1,384,291.90. Under Cat C, The ditch cleaning project, that amount of money is going to be $144,320. That is in review. It looks like that's going to be obligated fairly quickly. It's below their threshold of a major review. Again, in CAT C, as far as the roads, that's currently still in process, and that looks like it may be settled sometime in the near future, but it's currently still being reviewed. The drainage projects, that's still in progress and moving along, but it looks like it's moving along pretty well. In the CAT E, as far as the buildings on the money part, the parks and Commissioner Beecham's office, the Precinct 2 building, that money should be obligated within the next 2 to 3 weeks. Don't hold me to that, but it should
be. Oh, I'm going to hold you.
A lot of stuff's 2 to 3 weeks. It's just 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah. But it's moving along fairly quickly now. Under the DAC, Direct Administrative Costs, we have been obligated again for $714,132.04. That's not in the bank either. Yes. Okay, but that's been obligated as well. I think that's it on the money. We also were approved. We submitted an extension request for the CDBG-DR to the latest one that they gave us, which is August 31st, and that was approved as well. That's all I got.
Thank you.
Thank you all. Anyone else? Anyone on the court like to address the court?
I do want to say one thing, but I may wait till theirs. But I just do want to say this. I didn't know people did this until recently. And I've had mosquito control go out and check some mosquitoes in some areas in Precinct 2 out in Mauriceville. And I am delighted to say that we've only had, they caught, found three larvas, which that's nothing, and Lord. Six men stood down or something down these roads, and they stand real still without their shirt sleeves down or anything to give the mosquitoes, and they go at only dusk and dawn. That's when the mosquitoes are supposed to be the most active. But you all, I just want to ask you one question, or ask you one favor, because it's against the law for number one. Please do make sure that people aren't putting oil in their ditches to kill mosquitoes, because that is against the law and causes a lot of problems. But it does happen. And if you're caught, you're going to get fined big. Okay, that's all I have.
All right. Okay, we're going to go to item number two, discussion of possible action regarding the Orange County Commissioner's Court issuing a proclamation of resolution supporting Congressional Bill House Resolution H.R. 759. And I'm sorry, I can't pronounce these names, so I apologize, okay? I tried practicing them, but they didn't come out right. Not the way you introduced yourself.
Isleta?
Yes, letter.
Yes, sir.
Isleta?
Yes, letter.
Okay.
Yes, letter. Okay.
Yes.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Good afternoon, Honorable Court of Orange County. I'm Yolanda Poncho. I work for in cultural marketing and public relations for Noscula Gaming, and also a member of the Alabama Coushatta Tribe. I have today, this afternoon, our tribal council's treasurer, Ronnie Thomas, in the very back. We also have our tribal council vice chairman, Rick Celestine. We also have former council member and also of the public relations team, Clint Poncho, and Ian Lescon, our IT person. And today we're here, this past January, U.S. Representative Brian Rabin introduced House Resolution 759, known as the Isleta del Sur Pueblo and the Alabama Coushatta Tribes of Texas Equal and Fair Opportunity Settlement Act. The passage of H.R. 759 will clarify the tribe's right to the tribe's right and sovereign rights to gain on our tribal land, and also in the decades of litigation between the tribes and the state of Texas. We have been going to county, getting resolutions of support. We're up to 19 so far. And today, other members of Tribal Council are in Angelina County today. So we're here today to give you a small presentation. And then I'll just sum up a lot of information that I gave to Judge Thibodeau. And if you don't mind,
That's why I brought the IT guy.
He's the IT guy.
I couldn't do this alone. So, let me get this going.
If he can make it work in this building, he's a miracle worker.
he has family in this county, too. His name is Ian Lascano. His family is from Orange County. I have a lot of family members in Orange County, too.
Wonderful.
But if you look at this presentation real quick, if y'all can see. This is making an impact in East Texas, deep East Texas. Usually it's about a 20-minute PowerPoint, but I'm just going to go through it as fast as I can. Okay. We're going to talk about the tribe, the NOSCA, the gaming overview, our legal authorization, how we're legally able to do that on our land, and how you can show your support for the Alabama Coushatta tribe. And at first, let me show you this quick video.
Kusna Alabama Kusati. We are the Alabama Coushatta.
We have been in East Texas since the 1780s. We were here when the Republic of Texas was formed. General Sam Houston recognized the Alabama Coushatta tribe for our contribution to the Texas War of Independence.
Houston then led the effort that saw the Republic of Texas grant the Alabama and Coushattas their reservation. When Texas became a part of the United States, the legislature reaffirmed that act and our sovereign nation has remained in Alabama Coushatta tribal hands since that day.
He thought, and after living with the Cherokees and with the Alabama Coushatta, that people should be left alone to govern themselves.
In 2015, our tribe was authorized by the National Indian Gaming Commission to offer Class II Indian gaming on our tribal land. In 2016, the Alabama Coushatta tribe opened the doors to Naskala Gaming and offered electronic bingo entertainment on our reservation located just off State Highway 190 between Livingston and Woodville.
Naskala Gaming means jobs for East Texas. Naskala Gaming keeps entertainment dollars in Texas. Naskala Gaming is a source of self-sufficiency for our tribe. Naskala Gaming helps our tribe provide housing, health care, and services for the very young and the elderly. But now the state of Texas is challenging our right to operate Naskala Gaming.
I think he'd be terribly upset with the state government for what it is trying to do.
We are the Alabama Coushatta tribe, and we must maintain the control of our own destiny.
We are the Alabama Coushatta Tribe of Texas.
We are the Alabama Coushatta Tribe of Texas.
Join the fight. Help us keep Naskala Gaming open.
And that's a shorter version, but it does tell you about what we're going through right now. I want to tell you a little bit, you just heard about a little bit of the history. Some of them get us confused with the Coushatta tribe of Louisiana, but they are our sister tribe. We are the Alabama and the Coushatta tribes, and we have been in East Texas since the 1700s. And as you heard, this is before the Texas War of Independence, and Sam Houston approached our tribes to remain neutral. And we did help with the runaway scrape. They would come through our village, and we would slaughter our cattle just to feed them, to go through our villages, and then they would go off to different areas. But we have been a very part of Texas history since the beginning. The tribe today, we are a federally recognized tribe that we manage our own programs, just like a government here. We have 1,320 tribal members, 45% live on the reservation and 55% live off. That's because we have shortage of housing. But recently, we've opened 30 new manufactured homes, and a lot of people are getting excited that they can come back home if housing is available to our members. We have our revenue goes to education, elders, fire, police, and health services. And it's a bright future for positive change. The tribe has always been a good neighbor and contributes to the surrounding counties. By showing our support, we help each other out, and it's also for economic growth, too. We were able to help your county during Hurricane Harvey, and we're blessed that we can help our neighbors. This is where we're located between Livingston and Woodville. It is a short drive from Houston, and from here it's about a good an hour and 20 minutes. We were opened in 2016. We'll be celebrating our third-year anniversary, and we are located on our tribal land. As you heard on the video, we have 800 electronic bingo machines. We have two restaurants. We are smoking, non-smoking gaming areas, and we are alcohol-free. The economic impact has been significant. We have $15.3 million in annual wages, and we have $11.36 million that are paid in seven East Texas counties. That's where our team members are from. With the average pay of jobs at Nosco Gaming, with health insurance and 401k, it equals to about $40,000 a year. We have very good insurance. We take care of a lot of our team members, and a lot of them have said they get off. They've been getting off government aid, as of some of the Workforce Solutions told us that. $139.9 million was the total annual economic impact that was done by a study of the Texas Forest Country Partnership. The economic impact study also showed $22.5 million capital investment in Polk County alone. And we have over 600 jobs, and we're now the third largest employer in Polk County within 3 years. We try to keep the entertainment dollars in Texas. And you just think what the entertainment dollars means to not leave the state, just leave it here in the economy, in the local economy. And we've since we've opened 216, we've been there's about 9 businesses that have opened. It's like a ripple effect. And Nosco Gaming, we do businesses with 216 Texas companies. Self-sufficiency is the ultimate goal. This is we want to be off government aid. This is why we've been very successful. We want to keep being successful. And all the revenue that we are making, it doesn't go to a government. You know, it's not like a across the river. They pay all their people, their stakeholders. The tribe is the stakeholders. They turn around and take care of the tribe. The tribe takes care of the elders, the youth, the college. They send them to school. And where the health care used to be very, you know, then 3 years ago, we were scared to get sick because the health the funds were depleting. But now Nosco is able to help the health there. And then now the doctor comes in every day. And that's exciting for us because, like, we couldn't afford to get sick, you know, but we've come a long ways. And at this time, I'm going to have Clint Poncho tell you about the legal authorization.
Thank you. Good afternoon, and thank you, Honorable Court, for having us here today. I'm going to go through this pretty fast, if I could. Back in 1988, Congress passed the Indian Gaming Regulatory Act, which formed the National Indian Gaming Commission. And this Indian Gaming Commission, they regulate over 474 gaming facilities in the United States. Right now, the Kickapoo, a traditional tribe, down in Eagle Pass, they've been open for over 22 years without having the state messing with them or trying to shut them down. And, you know, the Indian Gaming Regulatory Act formed three categories that we classify as Class 1, traditional and ceremonial games. Class 2 is electronic bingo games is what we're having and what we're offering at Nosco Gaming. Class 3 is the slot machine table games, kind of like the Las Vegas style that you see across the river over here. In 2015, the tribe went to the National Indian Gaming Commission and requested an ordinance to be passed, and they passed the ordinance for us to offer Class 2 gaming. And those electronic bingo games on the game machines, you'll see a little bingo card. And if you want to, you can change it or, you know, keep it. And we've been successful in paying out a lot of money to a lot of people in our surrounding communities. And today, U.S. Congressman Brian Babin, he wanted to help us out again this year and filed the H.R. 759 bill. And this bill is called the Equal and Fair Opportunity Act. And this will classify us to offer legal gaming on our tribal lands, and it is regulated, and it's not some of these illegal games that you see on the side of the roads or on these gaming parlors that, you know, pop up everywhere you see, and, you know, they're not regulated. And, you know, we try to do as a tribe everything legal, and This is where we came and asked for a legal way to offer our games. And this bill is gaining support from our Texas co-sponsors, the Republicans and Democrats, and also out of state. We're gaining a lot of support, and today we're seeking support from different county commissioners, county judges, and that's what we're here for, to ask for y'all's support. And if you do, we're very seriously appreciated, and we're very thankful for giving us this opportunity.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Very briefly, what brought all this on? What's happening to your tribe that y'all are being threatened with being closed down, whereas the other tribe is still open?
I'm going to turn this over to our, used to be our past chairman, Mr. Ronnie Thomas. He will be speaking at this time on this
okay.
matter. Thank you, Ronnie. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Good afternoon. First of all, I'd like to thank Judge Thibodeau and Commissioners of Orange County for allowing us to make this presentation, to express, our gratitude, for being here. In response to your question, that the tribe first opened up Alabama Coushatta Entertainment Center in 02, which was subsequently shut down after 9 months of operation, due to the fact that the Isleta tribe, back in 1994, did the same thing. They went and had a Class 2 gaming ordinance approved by NIGC, and then they turned around and attempted to negotiate a compact for a Class 3 gaming, which is considered as Las Vegas-style casino games. Those are card games, roulette, craps, table games, basically. So, and other types of machines. They had subsequently won in district court at first, but then when they Texas appealed, they turned around and overturned a decision on the Fifth Circuit of the Western District Court of Texas. So that's what we've been struggling against. That ruling, has affected us, greatly. Since we've opened, we anticipated the state to file a lawsuit in an attempt to shut us down, and they did soon after we opened. I think it was in August of 16 when they filed a lawsuit. We went to court in I cannot recall that, but we were Isleta 1 came to haunt us in district court in Beaumont, and then we subsequently filed an appeal to the appeals court in New Orleans, and that occurred in January, and they sided again with the state based upon Isleta 1. So as you can see, we are trying to counter the litigation, through this legislative effort, which we've been doing, for the last three sessions now. We initially, when we started this in the process in 2014, myself and Clint, we were part of that tribal council, who brought this, forward, and gained the support of the tribe to continue moving forward. We, wrote our Class 2 gaming ordinance. It was approved by NIGC, so we move forward, to get that done. The legislative effort, we are respectfully, requesting, your support, because it's essential that we have the regional support of our counties, Chamber of Commerce, businesses, et cetera. Because if you look at the last election and, Senator Ted Cruz, when you analyze the situation, he won the rural vote. That's what helped put him over the top, from what, our political advisors say, and And with this next one coming up, you know, it's Senator Cornyn's, you know, will be, you know, hard pressed, you know, we believed, you know, based upon this situation, you know, but, you know, it's a political game, you know, right now, because, you know, last session when we filed our bill, I believe that was H.R. 4985, the Louisiana congressmen, senators, you know, they expressed their opposition, you know, to our legislation. You know, we did have a hearing, and that's where it stopped. You know, we subsequently, you know, discovered, you know, who was all behind the opposition, you know, and that's, you know, the commercial gaming interest that's across the river also. You know, so we do have a fight on our hands. And I hope this answers you know, some of your questions, but I'll be receptive to even more.
I'm just curious about what a little bit of the history where it developed.
Okay, that's the short version of it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Did you have anything else, or I'm going to call a vote of the court?
That's about it. We just want to thank you for your time and for listening to us, and any support you can give to our tribe would be greatly appreciated. From behalf of my chiefs and my tribal council and my people, thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay, I entertain a motion this time on the resolution of support for the Alabama Coushatta Tribe on House Bill or House Resolution 759. Mm-hmm. Need a motion and a second.
So moved. Okay.
Second.
1-4. Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 1, seconded by Commissioner Precinct 4. Bringing up to a vote the Orange County Commissioner's Court supporting the Congressional Bill, House Resolution 759. Any further discussions? All in favor, 65 by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Hold on just a minute. I'm going to sign this, and then y'all take pictures if you want to.
Yes, we do, and it's customary for us to shake hands, if that's okay with your court.
Sure. And when y'all welcome to leave after this is over, I'm sure y'all got other places to go. Please stop at my office on the way out.
Okay.
My assistant, make a copy of this.
Okay, sure room. Will. Yeah, we do want to take a picture, but at this time I want to shake your hand to thank you.
Put a signature of everybody on it. Oh yeah, I did it with a letter too. That's one.
Thank you, Judge.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Well, I will. Yeah, I used to go y'all's way all the time. I used to eat at that big house still open still. Oh yeah,
the kids still as good as it was.
We used to love to take the kids there. Oh, thank you, guys. Good luck to you. Good luck to you. I was wondering why he's so lurking, y'all. Is he getting up, y'all? Yeah, I know.
That's some surf going here. He's going to hold up to me before I have to really get
thank you. You can stand right here in front of us. You can get somebody to take the picture for y'all. Do y'all want to hold that out? No, it's not signed yet, but it's not completely finished yet, but we need one more signature on it. Not Always is.
What did your resolution?
What it is, the he
legal pass that didn't even belong. They got the legal gambling and everything else because it was left out of the original bill. And so Texas is using that to go ahead and come down every year. Yeah, and the other engines are okay. Louisiana's going to always protest.
Mm-hmm. So they got federal
program. I don't blame.
I know. Doesn't make sense.
Let it go. It's politics. Yeah, they don't have a strong enough lobbyist with enough money. Item 3 is discussion and possible action regarding the Orange County Commissioners Court issuing a proclamation declaring April 28, 2019 to May 5, 2019 National Soil Stewardship Week. Forgot to read the other one, but that's all right. Need a motion in a second.
Make a motion.
Second.
2-3. Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 2, second by Commissioner Precinct 3 to accept the proclamation for National Soil Stewardship Week.
Okay.
I'll read this. I apologize. I forgot to read the other one. And it wasn't because of the long words in it now. Really. It was just an honest mistake on my part. Whereas fertile soil and clean water provide us with our daily substance, and whereas effective conservation practices have helped provide us a rich standard of living, and whereas our security depends upon healthy soil and clean water, and whereas stewardship calls for each person to help conserve these precious resources, now therefore be it proclaimed that I, Carl K. Tibbett, Orange County Judge, do hereby proclaim and approve the following, to wit, April 28th to May 5th as National Soil and Water Stewardship Week. Signed 23rd of April 2019. Okay. Any questions? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. It's been written wrong. Oh, well. We wrote like an example. I don't like that time. Run with it.
Mm-hmm.
Look at all these things. Where do I believe
something?
Okay. No. It's my Commissioner's Court declaring it. Oh, well. Don't worry about it. Trying to get the flow of things. All right, now we're going to get a treasurer report.
No, this is Mr.
Yes, sir.
Would you like us to take that to your assistants to copy and
paste? Yes, sir.
Yes.
Accept the proclamation. Yeah, they'll be through with it in a minute. And also, I'll ask you the same thing when you're on your way out. Stop by my office and have you make a copy of the
call. Do we get to shake hands too?
You can shake hands.
Oh, yes.
And you get to keep the original, so you don't have to have it. You're
welcome.
Yeah. And the water.
Yeah. You have to keep the old out of the picture, see?
Uh-huh.
It goes with the proper way. So welcome, sir. Do you want a picture? Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Item 4, discussion of possible action authorizing county treasurer to process payroll for pay period ending April 21st, 2019, including all support and payroll liabilities and garnishment orders. So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 3, second by Commissioner Precinct 2. Any discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. That's a predetermined vote.
Yeah, that's
a predetermined vote. Okay, item 5, discussion of possible action regarding approval of the monthly reports from the county treasurer for month ending March 31st, 2019 and recording in the minutes of the court. Approval of investments in the amount of $712,907.91. Approval of interest earned to date in the amount of $147,933.14. Treasury report for revenues received and dispersed in accordance with the local government code and affidavit of approval by the court. This report will be available on the county's website for viewing. Bet security collateral for a total of $93,828,745.58. Summary as follows. Wells Fargo Bank, $83,384,479.08. First Financial, $10,444,267.50.
So moved.
Second.
1-3. Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 1, seconded by Commissioner Precinct 3, approving the monthly reports from the County Treasurer. Any discussions or questions? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Kind of a just a trivia note.
Mm-hmm.
When I first got elected county judge, that interest was averaging $1 million a month. I mean, a year.
Ooh, we have more money, too. The interest rate is
higher. You could have left that out.
That's a shot across the bow, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, that's not going my bow.
Man.
That's true. I'm doing the dogs.
Hey, huh? Hey, you can look at the picture up there and I've dated myself. Man. I mean, it's obvious. Okay. All right. Number 6. Discussion possible act regarding filing in the minutes of the court the county treasurer's quarterly investment report required by House Bill 2459, Public Funds Investment Act. This report is the quarter ending March 31st, 2019. Will be available for viewing on the county's website.
So moved.
Second.
3-4. Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 3, seconded by Commissioner Precinct 4. Okay. Filing amendments to the court, the Treasurer's Quarterly Investment Report. Any discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Okay. Item 7. Discussion of possible action regarding payment of bills approved by the county auditors per test and listing specifically as follows. $121,471.85. to Windorf, Beward, and partners from the General Fund, pay for administrative work performed to secure funding needed for Hurricane Harvey recovery. And?
And also for approval on April 23rd, 2019, from the General Fund, $294,905.94, Road and Bridge, $3,578.16, Mosquito Control, $571.90, Adult Probation, $727.29. Airport, $1,452.67. Other funds, $9,302.22. For a total of $310,538.18.
Cheap other funds.
Need a motion second, guys.
I make a motion to go ahead and pay the bills listed by the auditor.
And I second that.
Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 1, seconded by Commissioner Precinct 2. Approval of payment of bills. Any further discussions? All in favor, 65 saying aye. Opposed?
Yeah.
Motion carries. Discussion of possible action regarding approving the line item transfer involving the county auditor from office supplies of $34,000 to tax collection costs of $34,000. Provide funds for remainder of the year. That should be tax office, isn't it? Or is that yours?
It's general fund.
General
it's
fund?
Actually not mine. It's from the general fund.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Because these are the overall sales, and then it's divided out.
Okay.
So we've had more sales, and we need more money to spend that cost.
Okay.
To get more money.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
Second.
1-3. Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 1, seconded by Commissioner Precinct 3. Any discussions? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Okay. Okay, who's this one? Is that a bunch? Item 9. Discussion of possible action to authorize the Orange County Judge and the Orange County Commissioner's Court to sign a letter of support. Lamar University's $1.2 million funding request to the General Land Office for the Sabine Nature's Waterway Resiliency Study, which will be completed in collaboration with the University of Houston Resiliency Research Institute. Same gun. Okay.
I just, this, is Lamar paying for this, the $1.2 million? Are they getting paid to do this?
No, Lamar is requesting the funding of $1.2 million. It's going to be all joined into the study.
From us?
No, they're going to be combining it with the University of Houston Resiliency Research.
Okay, okay, okay.
She requested from GLO.
They're getting the funding for GLO. It's going through Southeast Texas Regional Plan.
Yeah, coming from the Regional Plan.
So they're getting resolutions throughout that for support.
Well, it didn't. I didn't.
It's okay. Yeah, for Lamar.
One thing I don't know is this going to contain the piece of the Sabine River that's in Orange County?
Yes.
It will?
Yes. Yeah, they showed it to
us. In the past,
it's a small piece of it.
In the past, we kind of stopped at Sabine Lake and didn't.
You let that out a bit.
No.
There it is. Right?
It's coming into the south, the very south end of Sabine. Sabine Lake. It's not going to go up north of
But that's 10. Okay. I just didn't. Yeah. Okay. I was just going to ask.
Okay. Any further questions, Lord?
No. So moved. Second.
Motion made and seconded. Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 3, seconded by Commissioner Precinct 4. Authorizing the letter of support to Lamar University. Any further discussions? Mm-hmm. All in favor, sit at the top and say an aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Okay. Thing up in the inside earlier.
That's Christy.
They have musical chairs.
Mm-hmm.
You know. We're going to go to item 10, discussion of possible action regarding the adoption of the local option homestead exemption for the 2019 tax year. Where's Karen?
She's hiding back there.
You're up, ma'am.
You got to speak.
No, we want a presentation. I got my tax statement yesterday. I want a presentation.
Man, 5%?
It's worth it. Basically, it's just what the exemptions do y'all want to allow? Do y'all want to do the same amount as what y'all did last year? Yeah. Which y'all all have that?
Here it is.
It is 20% for the homestead, 25 for 65, and 25 for disabled.
Wait, Karen.
It is 20% for your regular homestead exemption, 25 for 65, and 25,000 for disabled.
Yeah. One of them, two of them, you can't get 65 and disabled. The same
no,
time.
Sir.
But then your city people 65 and over, their taxes are frozen once they reach 65. Uh-huh. So they get that 1 year, the 25% on it.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're frozen.
Yeah, they're frozen. Yeah. That's
why they make us keep passing the 65 and over again every year.
Well, so, you know, you can change the amount.
You can change the amount.
Yeah, you can change the amount of what you're allowing line to, for them to have.
When it turns 55, they get it one time and then it freezes.
Then it's frozen, but you're saving for the ones that hadn't turned 65.
Yeah.
Okay. I make a motion that we say the same as we were last year on our tax exemption status.
And I'll second that.
Thank you.
Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 3, second by Commissioner Precinct 2, approving the property tax exemptions as they were in the 2018 tax year for the 2019 tax year. Any further discussions? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Item 11, discussion possible action regarding amendment to the Greater Orange Area Chamber of Commerce Hotel Occupancy Tax Fund application. Basically, what this amounts to. Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No.
Don't run off. You got this.
You just took it from
her. Hey, it's all yours, Judge.
We'll give it to you.
He's going to try to make it easy for you. The Orange County EDC has received a request from the Greater Orange Area Chamber of Commerce to amend their hotel occupancy tax application to reflect a regional fishing tournament rather than a national fishing tournament. It's a minor change, but we wanted to bring it before the court to reaffirm their application. It was approved for up to $75,000 to bring a fishing tournament to Orange County. And we request that we reaffirm that dollar amount under the new amended application reflecting a regional fishing tournament. If there's any questions, Ms. Ida Chasso is here to answer any specific questions that may be related to the tournament that we're looking at.
And event size and capacity and all that things.
About 200 teams is what they're anticipating. So
the number of
fishermen is pretty consistent with
the
fishermen.
The nationals?
Yeah.
So really there's more with the regional teams than there is with the national teams.
I don't recall how many, if you want to address that, how many teams were projected in the original application.
Yes, ma'am, you are correct. In the original application for the National Fishing Tournament, it would have been 101. This is more. But some of these could be regional as well.
That they live here, so you're not
They could, mm-hmm. but the event will be a mandatory meeting on Friday night where they all have to be here.
Okay.
Every one of them have to launch here at the City of Orange boat ramp, so they must be here to do
that.
We've set those stipulations.
So they usually spend the night.
We will have, hopefully, this is a first-time event for us, but yes, we should have some hotel room nights from this.
With the festival part of it.
Right, it'll be
scaled down, but still.
There will be a festival with a music an entertainer on Friday night and a national entertainer on Saturday night. Everything will be the same. It's just it's going from a national fishing tournament.
To a regional.
A point of transparency, I move to go ahead and accept that.
They're backwater. Okay. Any second?
Second.
1-4. All right. Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 1, seconded by Commissioner Precinct 4, that the amendment to the Greater Orange Area Chamber of Commerce Hotel Occupancy Tax Fund application be approved by Commissioner Court. Any further discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it.
Thank you, Judge and Commissioner.
You go, Ida. Item 12, discussion of possible action approving the amendment to the county's hazard mitigation plan. Joe?
And this is to satisfy one of the grant requirements, correct? Okay.
Do you enjoy school?
Judge, Commissioners, that's a copy. That's an additional action item that was identified by the committee, and we added that to it. It's action item 35, and what it is nothing that's happening right now, but the jail was identified as being in a bad location. Hazardous spot on the water like that. That's subject to many hazards if you read through there. namely hurricanes and flooding. So the committee working and discussing that with Sheriff Merritt came up with this as an action item. So should there be funding for in a future disaster, or there is an additional amount possibly coming down the pike for Harvey, we added this in there because anything that you apply for has to be in your hazard mitigation plan. So this puts it in the plan. You guys approve it. We send it to Austin to get their stamp of approval on it, and it gets added to the plan. And then after that, should the funding become available, we can apply for that to basically move the jail away from the water.
And so it has to be in the plan for us to be able to make those claims later.
And correct.
You got to have a plan for it before it works.
So I just want to make sure everybody was clear on that.
But it doesn't mean we're doing it now.
No.
Already Thompson.
Chasing them out.
Right.
Yeah. Big one.
I move to approve the event amendment.
I'll second it.
Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 1, seconded by Commissioner Precinct 2. Approving the amendment to the county's hazard mitigation plan involving the Orange County Jail. Any further discussions? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it.
Thank you, Judge. Commissioner.
All right. We'll go to addendum number one. Discussion of possible action authorizing Orange County Commissioner's Court to reapprove the subdivision plat of Marsh Estates. Marsh Estates is a new subdivision located in Bridge City Limits. Subdivision is off FM 1442 west of FM 408. The Bridge City and Orange County Drainage District have both reviewed and approved the development. Clark?
The county acts as a kind of a pass-through for the city of Bridge City on plats. We just approve filing them, sign off on it. What it is back in August of last year, they brought the plat to us, and things seemed to be good, but we found that there was a omission in the legal description of the property. It had only described 7 acres when the whole thing is 15 acres. And so what I have here is a revised plat for y'all to sign, and it will amend the original plat that was put in the county clerk's office.
Okay. Your motion is second.
Motion to approve the amendment to the original plat.
I'll second that.
Motion been made by Commissioner Precinct 3, seconded by Commissioner Precinct 2, approving the revised subdivision plat of Marsh Estates. Any further discussions? On the face, if I'm saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye, have it. Okay. Thank you, Clark. We need to sign off. Let's sign off before we go into closed session.
Special pen.
Special pen. She's up to something today.
Are you off? Are y'all for like you start a 2 or 3 week vacation or something? Because you're just like really happy.
She was at treasurer. She was at treasurer school.
Yeah.
And that gets her all excited.
It was all those numbers. And all those numbers.
Somebody in history is going to try to figure out these signatures and they can't stand a chance.
They will not.
It's supposed to be recognized, not read.
That's true.
I still have the principles.
Here's a special pen. Okay.
How long does it take to mark an X?
Yeah. Sign over crumb.
Don't y'all wish I could do
that? Looks like somebody already signed that.
I got the original one underneath there. You're seeing the secret.
Okay. We're going to go into closed meeting pursuant to Section 551.087 of the Texas Local Government Code. deliberation regarding commercial or financial information that Orange County Economic Development Corporation has received from a business prospect that the Commissioner's Court seeks to locate, stay, or expand in or near the territory of Orange County, and with which the Commissioner's Court is conducting economic development negotiations, or to deliberate the offer of a financial or other incentive to such a business prospect under Section 551.087 of the Act regarding any current confidential Orange County Economic Development Corporation projects. I'd like to ask the courtroom be cleared, except for Jessica Hill and her guest.
Denise Grimm, I'm sorry.
Return to open meeting, take any action deemed necessary based upon deliberation in a closed session. This time, does anyone have a motion to make about the deliberations?
I suggest no action.
All right. Okay. We will take no action on the deliberation in a closed session. Discussion possible action adjourning the meeting.
Motion.
Meeting adjourned.